Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. This is episode 547. The name of this podcast, as you know, is Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. And I think that our task as parents has leveled up a notch over this year and this past week. I am recording this episode 1 week post-election in the U.S. And as of this point, the election has been called for Joe Biden, as you probably well know when you hear this episode. And I've been thinking a lot about this. My husband and I just got back from a walk this morning with our dog, and we were talking about this very thing that I'm going to talk about here in this episode. And then when I got home, I got an email shared from my good friend Anne-Marie Cherezo, who was talking about this same thing as well. And that's what told me, all of these things told me, this is what I have to speak about today. And so what I want to talk about is, where do we go from here? This presidential election has been decided, and President Trump will be planning and is in the process of trying to contest the votes and the counts in various states, but I'm pretty sure that that's not going to go anywhere, and it's not going to change the outcome of the election. So where do we go from here? There are approximately slightly over 50% of the registered voters in this country who are very, very, very happy about this outcome. And you saw that if you watched TV on Saturday with the dancing and the singing and the joyous celebration in the streets in cities across America. But we also know that there's almost 50% of the registered voters who voted in this election who are very, very, very unhappy about the results of this election. And every time we have an important election at any level, from a local committee level all the way up to the presidential election, there are going to be people who are happy about the outcome and people who are unhappy about the outcome, obviously. But this particular election was so intense. This campaign, this election season, this year was so intense. And people are so, they're so polarized in their views, and they feel so passionately in their views. I think the amount of undecided voters this time was probably, I haven't seen any stats, but I think the percentage of undecided voters this year must have been smaller than it's ever been in the history of elections, because I I can't think of anyone I've spoken to in the last year, anyone I've had a conversation with, anyone I know who didn't have a decisive candidate that they were supporting. I actually never spoke to I never found an undecided voter. So people clearly chose one side or the other, one candidate or the other, and not just, oh, I think this person will do a good job, or, oh, I don't like that person's agenda or whatever. As you know, people were extremely passionate for one candidate and against the other for various reasons, which we don't need to get into here because I think we all know them. But now that the election is decided, where do we go from here? I think President-elect Biden has a monumental task ahead of him. And his task is to try to sew together the divisions in this country. I'm a supremely optimistic person, and I'm not even sure that he can do it. But we have to give him the chance. And I know, I get the feeling from listening to him that he knows that's what his job is, and he's going to do his very best to try to accomplish it. But he's one person in the highest, who will be in the highest office of this land in the U.S. He's not going to get to have individual conversations with individual Americans. And he can do broadcasts on television, and he can send press releases and what have you, but he's not going to be able to engage in individual conversations with everyday Americans. So it is going to fall on our shoulders. And it is. It's sitting squarely on our shoulders. And I don't know if you can feel it, but I can certainly feel it. And what I loved about what my friend Anne Marie wrote about this morning is she was talking about how a post was made on Facebook and a comment, an intensely argumentative comment was left on the person's post. And she was feeling triggered, and she wanted to blast the person who had the triggering comment, but she stopped herself, which is something we should encourage our kids to do all the time, right? Before you hit send, stop and check and ask yourself. Well, I always tell my kids, ask yourself, would I be comfortable if my grandmother read this comment that I'm about to make? If my priest read it? If my teacher read it? If my mom read it? If you can feel comfortable with anybody important in your life reading what you're about to write, then you probably are okay to send it. But if it would make you squeamish for any of those important people in your life to read that, maybe you probably shouldn't send it. And so that's what I've always told my kids. Well, what Anne Marie suggested in her email, or what the process she went through before she decided whether or what to respond to this commenter, she said, is what I'm about to write going to create more connection or more disconnection? And I think that that is a very powerful question that each of us would do well to remember, especially in these intense, emotional post-election days. We need to be very careful about the things we say and do and write and post. I have read a whole lot of comments and posts on Facebook from people who supported both candidates. And there's a lot of anger out there, and there's a lot of upset. There's still a lot of fear on both sides. And what we really need to do now is we need to extend our hand to people whose views are different from us. We need to be willing to engage in conversation, and we need to be willing to try to understand someone who thinks differently from us. I sent an email yesterday to the people on my email list, and I shared a little snippet of this concept and my thoughts about the election. And a person wrote back to me with a strong opinion on one side, and I think I could tell who this individual voted for. And they were cautioning me that some people are only looking at one side of this issue, and that there could be very bad things coming, basically, to say it in a nutshell. I just hit pause, so I don't know where I left off, but I responded back to this person, thanking them for taking the time to respond to me, and I shared exactly what I said to you here in this episode, that I felt that more than sweeping policy change, that President-elect Biden's job is to really try to bring us together. And that I felt that it was all of our responsibilities to help in that effort. No matter which candidate we voted for, now it's time to move on. Now it's time for us to try to come together and try to understand each other and try to work together. That's what our government leaders need to try to do. They're not always so good at it. And that's what we need to try to do. So from the top to the bottom, from one level to the other level, that's what we need to do. And that's what I said to this person. And the person emailed me back and thanked me for sharing my comments and said, this is the exact kind of dialogue that needs to start happening between people. And I said, yes, I could not agree more. I listened to this person's concerns that they shared with me in their email, and I offered my thoughts and perspective on the concerns that they shared. And I think we both walked away from that conversation, that email conversation, feeling a little bit better. And we didn't argue, and we didn't fiercely debate. We listened to each other. We tried to understand where the other person was coming from, and then we agreed. We actually agreed that we share a common mandate, which is to do more of this, to talk to more people with an open mind and an open heart, and to try to really listen and understand. And imagine for a minute if we did that every day with every person we encounter in real life, in person, online, in conversations. Imagine what this country could look like if we each made that our personal mission to try to understand other people with compassion and an open mind and an open heart. Just imagine for a minute what this country could look like. Imagine how much division could be healed. It doesn't mean we have to all agree. We can all have our viewpoints, but we can hold our views, and we can have respect for someone else's views who are different than ours. And maybe we'll find some common ground that we both share. But if we're arguing and fighting and disagreeing and we have closed minds and closed hearts, we'll never find the common ground. So I hold that vision in my mind of a better, kinder, gentler nation. And that's what I, as an individual, am pledging to do from this point forward. I think I've always tried to do that. I've always tried to understand other people, but I am pledging here and now, and I'm asking you to join me in pledging that you will be mindful and careful of how you respond to other people, especially people whose views are different from yours. If each of you listening to this episode take that challenge and that make that commitment with me, we will be rippling out a beautiful, beautiful healing of energy in the country and in the world. And when I was thinking about that before I hit record this morning, I thought, wait a second. That's what we're supposed to be doing with our kids. We're supposed to try to, our job as parents is to try to understand them, to understand where they're coming from, to understand why they think the way they do, why they behave the way they do, what's underneath the surface. I'm always talking about that with their behavior, right? When your child has a tantrum, when your toddler has a tantrum, instead of yelling at them and trying to stop the tantrum, it's important to A, let them get that energy out of their little bodies, and B, try to understand what unmet need is under the surface that's causing them to have the tantrum, right? Maybe they're hungry. Maybe they're tired. Maybe they're overstimulated. Maybe they need to rest. Maybe they're bored. Maybe they're hot or cold. Maybe they're in pain. It could be any number of things. But our job is to look at our child rather than shutting down, deciding that we know what's going on and trying to control their behavior. Our job is to stop, try as hard as we can to open our heart and open our mind and try to see them, to see what's really going on. Why are they acting that way? What's going on? What needs do they have? And then as they get older, to try to understand why they think the things they do. And imagine that we could just do that all the time. Imagine that we could approach our children with an open mind and an open heart to try to understand them on a deeper level. And then imagine if we do that with our neighbor and with our relative and with our spouse and with our coworker and with our boss and with that random person whose comment we see on Facebook. Imagine if each of us committed to doing that every single day. It would be a remarkable, beautiful, amazing change that we would experience in our world. So I ask you today to take that commitment and make that pledge with me that you will ask yourself, is what I'm about to say going to create more connection or more disconnection? And then please, as always, you are welcome to share it with me if you'd like, because I always love to hear from my listeners. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very clear, seeing, peaceful day. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.